When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Good morning. It is 8 a.m. on Friday, February 20th, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie. Let's get you into the day. A few closures and slow spots to keep in mind this morning. Cranbrook Street is closed to through traffic on weekdays until June 26, 2026, between 8:40 a.m. and 9:20 a.m. from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue for school pickup. Market Street remains closed until March 6, 2026, between King Street East and Ontario Street for the Spirit of Winter event. On King Street West, expect delays until further notice between Country Club Drive and Front Road. Crews with Utilities Kingston continue sanitary and water main work, with traffic reduced to one lane in each direction. Watch for lane shifts and lowered speed limits. Aberdeen Street is closed long-term between Johnson Street and William Street for construction and staging activity. Barry Street is also closed long-term at Queen Street for construction related to work at 283 Queen. As for your weather outlook for today, snow continues through the day with mixed precipitation possible early, including a risk of freezing rain. Total snowfall for the day sits around 5 centimeters with gusty northeast winds, making it feel colder than it looks. Looking ahead to the weekend, it stays mostly cloudy. Saturday brings a 40% chance of flurries with a high near zero. Saturday night stays cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries and a low of minus 6. Sunday remains cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries, a high of minus 1, and a cloudy night with a low near minus 3. This has been your quick 8 a.m. morning brief. I'm Christina Laurie on CFRC 101.9 FM broadcasting from Kingston. Bundle up, drive carefully, and be sure to stay tuned for Indy Wake Up Call coming up next.
Good morning. It's Friday, February 20th, and this is your Indy Wake Up Call. Folks, it's me, Jesse Bell, coming in hot right off the bat, switching things up a little bit. A new show intro is in flux. I'm working on it. We aren't quite there yet, but coming up today, we have got a whack ton of hot, fresh, and new Canadian content. Not entirely, not 100% in the first hour, unlike most other editions of this program. But we got a whole bunch of good stuff for you. I would also like to point out, as one of now, I think, 3 people from Sydenham, Ontario to go viral online, congratulations to Sydenham High School alumnus, current Olympian, Jay Dearborn, who earlier this week, I want to say like Monday, went viral for a interview he and Mike, O'Evelyn Higgins, crazy second name, just for the record, gave at the Olympics, which was essentially just them making fun of hockey speak, you know, talking about for the bobsleigh, which Jay is an Olympian in, driving hard into the corners, dumping the puck, and chasing. All very funny stuff. So congratulations again to Sydenham High School alumnus, and I believe Yarker is the place of origin for Mr. Dearborn. Also played football at the University of Carleton, played out east at Holland College. I've known this guy quite well for my entire life, and I will say, growing up, he never had much of a sense of humor. So it was delightful to see such a great little, not going to say takedown, but gentle mocking of the media training that hockey players go through. And if you've heard one hockey player give an interview, you've heard them all. So that is now, in my estimation, the third person from Sydenham High School to go viral online, joining, obviously, myself and YouTube comedian and stand-up comedian. And that's going to sound like a read with how I said it. You can interpret it however you darn well please. But Jacob Sharp, Jay Dearborn, Jesse Bell, the viral trio from Sydenham High School, all playing on the same football team, all in the same graduating class. Well, well, well. Welcome to the famous club, Jay. Your life will change. Of course, unlike myself and Jacob, who are but humble content creators, you're an actual, you know, noteworthy person because you're at the Olympics, you're competing, and you're not just making haha silly funny jokes for a living. Okay, there's my little Olympic, I'm not going to say diatribe, but side piece, jaunt. Let's get into the music. Kicking off this music block, we've got Cupid's Heart with Pink Sally on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call.
Yeah. sideways. I'm going to see my baby, and I don't mean maybe. Going to see my baby, and she's an island girl.
Stay with me beside my bed. I was born in the city, raised in the city, believing there was no way out. Counting the cars and healing the scars, but I loved it no matter what. We'll be right back.
Revelation Radio. Explore the sound-shaping subculture. Tune in to 101.9 CFRC Wednesdays from 11 to noon to uncover revelations mixed into music from across the alternative scene, underground, and across the globe.
No rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Revelation Radio, Wednesdays at 11.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo, my goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Baby, come touch me. Brand me right on my heart. Passion a la carte. Wing tips and pinstripes. Wing lips put me in fine. Saliva firefly. You keep me up all night. Me up all. Tires gonna burn. Tires gonna burn.
Can't potential. Don't set your dreams too high. I beg you to remember, I'm just an ordinary guy. I ain't no miracle worker. I do the best that I can. You know I sweat for each dime I make. I'm always living now, just looking for that lucky break. Every day I keep on trying to do my best for you. But if I try and ain't good enough, tell me what would you have me do? I ain't no miracle worker. Do the best that I can. I ain't no miracle worker. I ain't no miracle man. Ask me to be tender. Oh, ask me to be true. Worker, I do the best that I can.
It's your Friday morning indie wake-up call right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. We are back, and you just heard Beached Out with Hands in Reverse. Prior to that, we had a bit of a 2024 throwback with, and I love this band name, Clothesline from Hell with Open Up, which I think is easily the best track on their 2024 EP of the same name. We also heard from Blind Commentary with Trapped in the Walls, Crater Snakes, which reminds me of the iconic Fallout gang, the Tunnel Snakes, but this is Crater Snakes with Primitive. We had Please Respond, which is also a great band name, with Debonair. We also heard from Peach Panic with Cabaret, the RJ Maxwell remix, Blue Chicken with Sardine City, Worry with Regret, Stray Horse with She's an Island Girl, and we kicked it all off with Cupid's Heart and Pink Sally. And folks, I know the Super Bowl was 2 weeks ago. Didn't really talk about it last week much on the show because, at least in terms of the actual game itself, it played out exactly as I suspected it would, with the miserable, horrible Patriots run by the disgusting Robert Kraft getting dog-walked, absolutely molly-whopped by an actual good football team in Seattle. But what was of interest, and now that we've had like 2 weeks basically to digest it, was the hullabaloo about the actual halftime show. And, of course, the Toilet Paper USA alternative halftime show. And the takeaway from the actual halftime show, of course, featuring the one and only Bad Bunny, is, man, Bad Bunny's awesome. Incredible performer. Latin music, which I know casts a very wide net. Latin music, there's millions of genres and subgenres therein. But I've seen a lot of folks being like, Latin culture? All right. This is the big move in 2026. Now, of course, I'm not encouraging any kind of cultural appropriation, but rather celebration. I'm just saying, it was really nice in these current political times, especially with what's going on in the United States, to see people across, I'm going to say more so North America than the globe. I know the Super Bowl is a global thing, but it's really more of a Western thing. Acknowledging and celebrating the diverse, vibrant nature of Puerto Rican culture, Latin music, Latin culture writ large. And you compare and contrast this exciting, well-staged, beautifully shot halftime show to the Turning Point USA. The Turning Point USA halftime show featuring both Kid Rock and Bob Ritchie, which is just Kid Rock without his fedora. Genuinely, that's not like a dig. It is literally Kid Rock performing as his Kid Rock alter ego, and then it took him like 10 minutes for him to get out of a pair of shorts and throw on a blazer to become Bob Ritchie. And yes, everybody is, of course, rightfully mocking how terrible the lip-syncing was. I think the funniest part of the TPUSA halftime show is, one, that it was pre-recorded, and that's really the best that you had. It's like, how did you manage to screw that up when you can just reshoot it? But also, of course, I think it's Lee Bryce was the guy who's, you know, got on the mic, opened up with a rip-roaring hot start as he sang the now infamous lines, "I just want to catch my fish. I just want to drink my beer," which is so on the nose and so pandering to the supposed audience that would tune in for this that I really did have to, like, gasp at how horrible that song was. But it's been in my head for the last 2 weeks. I just want to kill my fish. I just want to drink my truck. I mean, it's better if you, you know, Mad Libs the lyrics like that. But two very different philosophies for entertainment in America. And I'm not even going to say it's cut down political lines, because it's not like the Bad Bunny performance was a particularly politically pointed demonstration. It's just kind of like normal and how normal people absorb media. Whereas TPUSA, I don't know why I'd call them that, their performance was extremely geared towards the kind of chuds that still care about Kid Rock and care about Charlie Kirk getting a memorial shout out. Like, what, 5-6 months after the fact? So, two visions for America. Which way, Western man, which way? Will we embrace the fun-loving, cool, you know, multicultural vision, or will you sit back and watch Bob Ritchie get blown up trying to do a quick change and then sing literally the worst song of all time. And on the note of celebrating Latin culture and music, we have got a throwback, a track turning 20 years old in 2026, and this has been in my head all week. This is an absolute classic from La Quinta Estación. This is Mi Muero to kick off your music block on the Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call.
Por tu ingrata sonrisa, por tus bellas caricias, eres tú mi alegría. Pido que no me falles, que nunca te me vayas y que nunca te olvides, que soy yo quien te ama, que soy yo quien te espera, que soy yo quien te llora, que soy yo quien te anhela los minutos y horas. Soñarte cuando más me haces falta, pido por la mañana que a mi lado despiertes, enredado en la cama. Ay, cómo me haces falta, que soy yo quien te espera, que soy yo quien te llora, que soy yo quien te anhela.
Number in a phone.
One, two, three, four.
brings a working man to his knees, and he can't say thanks or please. Expensive furniture and hot cars, get your heart to the riz. If you take a trip to Whistler, watch out, you soon be kissing her. Don't fear the ski bunny, put your number in a phone. Grab your keys for the skidoo, there's a storm coming in. Don't fear the ski bunny, but don't make her your honey.
Thank you. Office of VP Research offers undergraduate students meaningful opportunities to engage in discovery-based learning and to develop research and presentation skills through their Undergraduate Student Summer Research Fellowship and the Undergraduate Student Research Award. Do you self-identify as a Black or Indigenous person? There are allocated funds through the USRA to help address the disproportionate underfunding of Black and Indigenous scholars at the undergraduate level. All projects are paid full-time work under the guidance of a faculty researcher and run from May through August. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department supervisor today. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department or supervisor today. Access the website to learn more, queensu.ca/VPR/resources/undergraduate. For general inquiries, contact Tracy Allen at allent@queensu.ca.
Did you know that New Leaf Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities? We serve families in Kingston and South Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true, true friend loves you just as you are. Too much. There's a sunset now and it's calling us. There's a chance we should be taking